这金义公呢，金义公禅师在中国那时候是在西湖灵隐寺，就是杭州那个西湖那个地方，他在灵隐寺。他这个和尚怎么样呢？啊，一天到晚吃狗肉，啊，吃狗肉，喝烧酒，啊，一天到晚喝的醉，醉得不得了，啊，那你人一看他，那就是个醉和尚。实际上他醉着，他到处去教化众生。
Dhyana Master Ji Gong was once dwelling in Ling Yen Monastery situated beside West Lake in Hangzhou. What was he like? He liked to eat dog's meat and drink wine. All day long he would be drunk. Whoever saw him would find a drunken monk. But even though he was drunk, he actually was teaching and transforming living beings everywhere.
造佛像，这个佛像要往上铺金。铺金呢，他答应说这个佛像的金呢，我来铺，你不要叫其他人铺金。那么这个方丈和尚说好啊，是个当家的，让你铺。等着他也不哭，等着他也不哭，他完了就催他，啊，说，你说铺这个佛像金，他这么久了，你还不铺？他说好，我就来铺。
Once, a Buddha image needed to be regilded, and he volunteered to do the job all by himself without anyone else's help. The abbot accepted his offer.But then the abbot waited and waited and didn't see Ji Gong making any move to do the job. Finally, the abbot could wait no longer, so he urged Ji Gong to do his work, saying, "You promised to regild the Buddha image, but it's been so long and I don't see you doing anything." Ji Gong answered, "All right, I'll do it right away."
晚间呢，他看人家都睡觉了，他就跑在那个佛像里边，就从口里往出吐金，啊，吐这个金呢，就往这个佛像上扑。正在吐着呢，都扑这个所有佛像都扑这个金都扑的差不多了，就头顶上这儿还有一个地方没有扑。
That night he got drunk again, and when everyone else was asleep, he went over to the Buddha image and began to vomit. Gold gushed out of his mouth. He then used the gold he spat out to cover the Buddha image. He kept spitting out gold and gilding the Buddha image until there was only a small part on the top of the Buddha's head left to be done.
有一个这个当家和尚就来了就听他在里边就从口里往出吐这个粘痰的样子，啊，就完了就进来说你怎么这么样子，你口里这粘痰怎么往佛像上吐呢？啊，他说那我不吐了，就走了。第二天一看，这个佛像的金都铺好了，就剩这个头上还有一点。没有铺好，所以又找另外的这个铺金的这个匠人呢来铺，但是那个金子就没有他铺的那个金子那么好，所以这个罗汉的境界不可思议。
But just then the abbot came and heard him spitting something out. He hurried into the Buddha hall and said, "How could you spit your sputum on the Buddha?" Master Ji Gong replied, "Fine, I'll stop spitting." The next morning, the Buddha image was well gilt, except for a small part on top of the Buddha's head. The abbot asked a goldsmith to finish that part, but the gold the goldsmith used wasn't nearly as solid as Dharma Master Jigong's. That is an example of the inconceivable state of an arhat.